You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we are taking a look at the developments from the Portfolio Committee in Government. There was a recent comment around the, comment made by the Portfolio Committee that we should possibly look at the broadband situation in South Africa and changing how that is looked at the moment. I'm joined on the line by the editor at My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, to take a look at this. Good evening, Jan. Lovely to catch up with you. Lovely to speak to you. The latest developments from the Portfolio Committee on Communications, what is it that they want to do and why do they want to do it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff coming out of the Portfolio Committee on communications recently. There's the SABC drama and now this situation around broadband InfraCo. So this is something that dates back years and several ministers. This is a proposal that was still made under Stella Ndabeni Abrahams. She wanted to integrate broadband InfraCo and Sentech, essentially, wanted to merge the two entities. And there was some progress made under her successors, but now the department made a presentation in front of the Portfolio Committee and essentially said that Broadband InfraCo is insolvent. It's technically insolvent. Its liquidity ratio is below one, and so it doesn't actually pass the conditions that government requires for one state-owned enterprise to acquire another one. They said that the fastest way to establish this state digital infrastructure company was essentially what this whole process was about, was merging Sentech and Broadband InfraCo into one SDIC. And they said the fastest way to have done this would be for Sentech to buy Broadband InfraCo. But that's off the table, because Broadband InfraCo is technically insolvent. So and so the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee has actually gone so far as to recommend that the minister, or rather that the Department of Communications, quote and unquote, de-establish Broadband InfraCo, which is really just a way of saying shut it down and transfer its assets to someone else like Sentech. So that's a pretty damning statement coming out of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee about the future prospects of Broadband InfraCo.
Jan, the last time they looked at this, the last time this was explored and the financial feasibility was done, as you mentioned, obviously the solvency side of it was an issue, but it was also concluded by the same Portfolio Committee, or maybe different members of the committee, that it would prove to be financially difficult for both entities. Are we not just creating a bigger problem here by having this, whether it's the de-establishment or the takeover or whatever it is? Should we not be looking at an alternative solution rather than stripping off some good assets, throwing away a couple of things, and hopefully coming out of it with a win?
Yeah, this is going to sound extreme, but government has proven time and again that it cannot run a telecommunications network. It is simply incapable. It can't build them, it can't maintain them, it can't operate them, it can't sell. It's just something that doesn't seem to be in our government's DNA. And so it's actually better to just farm that out to someone who can. And right now, that's the private sector. And I know it's a swear word in government to talk about privatization. But you know who essentially used to run Broadband InfraCo's assets was Neotel, which is now Liquid Intelligent Technologies. Now, they have their whole own set of drama to deal with right now. So I'm not proposing that the assets go back to Liquid, but something like that, where a private entity essentially operates this network under some kind of license. Can you imagine the bun fight? When Neotel was just being established as a competitor to Telkom, it was kind of like a no-brainer to say, oh, all this dark fiber assets, you know, that belong to the to Transnet and Eskom and everybody else. Let's collect all that and give it to the second network operator so that they can better compete against Telkom. But if you try and do that today, you're going to have the most acrimonious fight on your hands that you've ever seen, because now the fiber industry is vibrant and competitive. And if you just think you're going to hand over government assets to a private player for nothing, then you're going to have a few dozen people sticking up their hands and going, hey, why does Telkom get it? Why, which is a partly state-owned enterprise in fairness, but why does Telkom get it? Why is Dark Fiber Africa getting it? Why is Frogfoot getting it? You know, why not me? Why not, you know, me, a little FNO, you know, at the very bottom of the pyramid? Why am I not getting this asset to manage and get a free ride by letting people lease it from me? And so, yeah, it's all I'm trying to say is now it's a complex situation. Perhaps the government's best bet here is just to sell it to the highest bidder.
Well, that's it. You can open up an auction process. You can open up a bidding process. What we have seen in the past, that when you do kind of open things up a little bit more in certain spaces, Telkom, a prime example of that, you can achieve a public-private partnership that does benefit everybody and keeps things alive in the way that it should. Jan, before I let you go, I want to look at the benefits of the SDIC, or the benefits of keeping InfraCo, or even if the benefits of merging with Centec. What would we be looking to gain from all of this at the end of the day by establishing this SDIC?
Yeah, so if I'm steel manning the other side, because honestly, I don't think there is an upside here. This is shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic. Steel manning the other side for just a second, I think the idea was to gain some kind of economy of scale, to share expertise and resources amongst government departments that are sorely lacking for skills, because the skills that they need to do what they want to do are being lapped up by the private sector, who are also struggling for skills, right? Like, everybody is fighting furiously over the technical skills needed to do this kind of job. I guess the idea there was to kind of amalgamate two infrastructure businesses that were complementary, was the high level strategic thinking here. Centec is wireless. Centec does the signal distribution for the SABC and ETV and the old Mnet channel, which I think has been shut down now, and the digital TV signal and so on. The broadband InfraCo is purely fiber, right? There's no overlap between the two. But that's precisely the problem, is while they're both networking companies, wireless and wireline are two different worlds. Like, you might be able to translate some of, like, the internet protocol skills and stuff between the two, and like general principles between the two, but the actual workings of those two types of businesses is incredibly different. And so that's why I'm going, just even at a high level, this concept of merging the two entities was dumb from the beginning. Honestly, at this point, government will be getting better value for money by selling Broadband InfraCo rather than having that infrastructure languish, because that's not part of the problem that the committee highlighted, was this infrastructure is falling into disrepair. And when it's completely become useless, then the asset will be worth nothing. So while it's worth something, sell it and get something for it and have it benefit the South African people.
Interestingly enough, the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Communications had some reservations as well about this SDIC proceeding. We'll leave the conversation there, Jan. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Lovely chatting to you. Jan van Meulen, editor at My Broadband, on the proposal that is sitting with the Portfolio Committee on Communications to merge two SOEs into one, and whether or not we should be doing that.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.